Hello and welcome to the Football Hour. It's Alex Mearns here. And once again, England were embarrassingly knocked out a major footballing tournament last night. They lost 2-1 to Kerry Katona's Iceland. To put that into context, they have a population of 331,000. More people will probably listen to this podcast than live in that supermarket. It was just so embarrassing. It felt really, really embarrassing. So embarrassingly so that I haven't done a podcast all summer, but I felt the need to come into the studio today and vent the anger that is coursing through my body. Where shall I start? I really want to talk about width during this podcast because I think it's been a major, major problem for England at this tournament. Everything has felt like it's been played between the two 18-yard boxes. I just want to put something straight. A lot of people are saying that Kyle Walker has been maybe our player of the tournament because of the width he provided. The lad's quality from crosses is disgustingly bad. I don't care if he can get to the ball. It's what he does when he gets there. I'd rather have someone who looks like he's running in mud at Glastonbury Festival than Kyle Walker, who looks like he could probably give Usain Bolt a race in the 100 metres at the Brazil Olympics. But Usain Bolt's crossing would probably be better than Kyle Walker's. Let's talk about the squad. I thought Raheem Sterling, funnily enough, didn't play as bad as everyone thought. I thought in the first game, in the first half, he was one of the best players, going past people, drawing fouls, which were then being sadly taken by our striker, Harry Kane, who now thinks he's David Beckham, but we'll get on to that lad soon enough. A player which I think should have been included in the squad to add to our one winger should have been a player who's had a fantastic, fantastic season, who was bought from Nottingham Forest in the Championship in 2015. Antonio, who plays for West Ham, a right-sided player who can play fullback, who can play right winger, and who has a right foot on the right-hand side, and once he gets to the byline, can put in fantastic crosses. It's a real shame he wasn't in the squad, because just like a player like Jamie Vardy, who seems like he's not restricted when he plays football. He goes out there and he just runs and he plays and he tries his hardest. He might not have the best quality in the world. I'm sure he's got better quality than Kyle Walker from crossing. But someone who's not feel like they've got the handcuffs round their feet, round their ankles when they play for England. I just think if you could see that our problem was we were playing so centrally, bring on a player like James Milner then. Bring on James Milner. Because there was a game against Borussia Dortmund in the Europa League this season where about two or three goals came from James Milner crosses on the right-hand side. Why was he not put on? Why did we continue to come inside and make it easy for the opposition in all four games, to be honest? What else do I have to say? Let's come on to our striker, Harry Kane. In the first match, he took corners. Is that his decision? Because he continued to take free kicks, even though they were shocking. I felt the Tottenham players played like Tottenham did in the last 10 games of the Premier League season. Like they were under pressure and they finally just stalled under that pressure. I don't think Dele Alli had a great tournament. Very young player. But who the hell does Harry Kane think he is? I worked it out. He had 13 shots in the tournament, and not once did I think he looked like scoring. He was very, very poor. And I think Roy should have realised that Jamie Vardy through the middle should have been the option. And last night, Harry Kane continued to play when Rooney should have been pushed on into the number 10 role. Rooney, who is a good technical player and who is quite creative. And Daniel Sturridge should have gone up front. Or Jamie Vardy should have gone up front. Or Marcus Rashford should have gone up front. Who another? We put him on the right, on the left-hand side of the on the field. And he looked brilliant. But once again, I think his greatest moments when he checked back on his right to go down the left-hand side of the pitch and just couldn't put a cross in because he has no left foot, because he's not... He's only about 12. He's had no time to practice with his left foot, to be honest. It's a shame. And there was a point in the match where we brought Eric Dier off and we brought on the chain smoker Jack Wilshere, who was told to play the central defensive position but lost his head once again, like he probably does in the nightclubs. And Rooney and Sturridge were our deepest playmakers because they are our most creative footballers. So we wanted to play them deeper in a more central attacking midfield or a central midfield role. And they were our deepest players. It's been an embarrassing tournament. An embarrassing tournament when we went into this tournament with so much optimism. I just think the final point should be made that if this is what England can produce, once again, how can a player like Danny Drinkwater watch the Euros on television and think to himself, how on earth can I not get in this squad? I think that's the final point I have to make. It's very embarrassing once again to be an England football fan. Enjoy the rest of the Euros. I probably won't watch a lot of it because I just can't be arsed anymore. I've been Alex Mearns. Thank you for listening to the Football Hour podcast, and congratulations, Iceland.